Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D.
At least I'm here.
Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to Friday's episode of the Nate Darling Show. You know what's coming up tonight if you're listening to this on Friday during the day?
Ooh, what?
Critical Hit.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I'm in that.
At the Sacramento Comedy Spot, I'm the only one in the room. Well, me and the cat are the only ones in the room not in the show, I believe.
Well, we're going to put in the cats in the show, though. So,
will you be at the show?
No, I'm actually going to be going to Salinas, and I'll be going to the Giants game this weekend.
Nice.
So. Watch out. Well, it should be a nice pee-free experience if you're on BART.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed on that one. Coming up, something I don't even remember. Oh, yeah. I made a note to myself to be clever, and then I forgot what it was. hate when that happens. A guy who finishes his business but then doesn't finish his business on the plane. A school that goes into lockdown here in Sacramento. You won't believe why. And a sign that you might have a gambling problem from the great state of New Hampshire. Welcome again to Nick and Michaela Pettigrew, sitting in for Ted and Becca.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you for being part of the podcast experience.
Thank you for inviting us.
And for anybody who's looking to go to the Critical Hit show tonight, I would suggest that you go to SacComedySpot right now, .com right now and reserve your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you expect to walk up and walk right in, you might be disappointed at the door. And there's nothing more disappointing than being disappointed about sci-fi and tech stuff.
Ouch. Yeah.
Ouch.
Mike, what's going on over here?
It's okay, Kitty. No, wait. No, I've got bare legs. Do not take the cat off.
We have cat issues.
It's okay. Yeah. The cat's just... The microphone is going to grope me. And the cat is now in cahoots with the microphone to make sure that I'm talking to my boobs the whole time.
Bad things are happening. He's making laughs
here. I don't know what's going on.
All right, I'm
going
to turn your mic down while you adjust that. No. I turned you down so that we wouldn't hear all this. Wow.
Holy crap, dude.
Okay, there we
God
go.
God damn it. Am I back?
Yeah. I was trying not to hear too much banging around on the mic stand, but
there it is.
There, now it's better.
She got it in there.
This is going well. So for anybody who hasn't seen the Critical Hit show, what is Critical Hit?
It's really weird and funny. Mm-hmm. It's just a blend of sketch, comedy, and improv, but everything's like about comic books, science fiction, movies, Disney this time. I mean, we've got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Thank you for not using Saturday Night Live as an example of anything
that
happens
on the show. It's not our... I mean,
nothing
not
that happens at the Comedy Spot is like anything that happens. No, it's just that we tend to use that to introduce improv shows, and it's not at all what it is.
It's like Saturday Night Live, but all the scenes are made up off the top of our heads.
It's funny.
Pretty much scripted.
It's like Mad TV, except wait a minute.
Yeah.
Except you're watching this.
Oh.
Hey, Mad TV was on for like 10, 12, 15, 80 years, I think.
I know. It's a long time. Birthed the career of Will Sasso.
Will Sasso, sure. Nicole Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Phil Lamar, who was in Pulp Fiction.
J-Lo was a Fly Girl on
Phil
that.
Phil Lamar, gigantic.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Phil Lamar, huge voice actor.
Yeah.
Done a ton of voice work, Phil
he
Lamar.
Wasn't he in Star Wars? One of the.
Yeah, he's done a lot of Star Wars work. He was the voices.
One of the commentators for the pod race.
No, you're thinking of Greg Proops.
No, and Phil Lamar.
Is Greg Proops and Phil Lamar?
They're both, yes. Again.
This is the kind of stuff you can see at Critical Hit.
If Christiana could just look it up on IMDb, that would be super.
Since you brought up Star Wars, I found this Bobcat Goldthwait wanted to weigh in on Star Wars.
Aya! Did you guys go to the Matrix? What is it, 2 now? I didn't see it.
No.
I'm not going to go because... I probably would like it, but I can't. This commercial scare the fuck out of me. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't assimilate reality on a given day. I don't need to go to other lands or fucking... I don't even know what that movie's about. It's too hard. I can't... Do you know what I mean? Oh, and I didn't see Phantom Menace or Attack of the Clones. You know why? No, not because they suck, but because... I'm 40 years old and I've been laid. So I don't really give a shit about Star Wars anymore.
Yeah.
Like an asshole, I went to Star Wars when they re-released
Take it from the guy from Police Academy.
Burn.
Where I memorized every goddamn frame of the movie, and they are going apeshit because Jabba the Hutt shows up in it. And he wasn't in it originally, and they had to let us all know that. Because they had the film memorized, and the nerds are going, fake, fake, fake. Jabba the Hutt wasn't in it originally, the scene is fake. Like, the movie is going to go, ah, fuck, you caught us.
Bored now.
Jabba's going to hide behind a rock. And I hate it when people talk in a movie, and I can't, you know what? I'll tell them to shut up if they're white. I will.
Hey, everyone's a little
like
bit
racist. I'm not
racist,
but that's the fucking reality. If you're a fucking cracker, I'm going to say, shut the fuck up. A row of brothers, I go, yeah, you know what? I bet you no one in this movie knew the bad guy was behind the door. That was good. That was helpful.
So he does bring up good points about people reciting things from the movie.
Yeah.
Don't save your critique for your blog, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the shouting fake thing. Yeah, I don't know if they shouted fake so much as they just get upset when they're like, it's not exactly like I remember it when I was a child.
Which is a fair criticism, I think.
No, I mean, I think an artist has every right to alter their vision. I mean,
if you can
point,
still see the old version.
No, you still can.
He could
places.
Sell everything over again if he re-releases stuff now, like without it, like the untainted version.
But that's not his movie that he wanted at this point. The movie he wanted is the movie that he's released now.
But don't you sort of, I mean, once you bear your art into the world...
Yeah,
becomes other people. It's like author centered analysis, like text centered, reader centered. I don't know. I just think it's not. I would like to be able to show my child like how it looked then. It's like reading, you know, the Odyssey in the original Greek or some shit, right?
Well, the problem with that is that children today think that those movies are boring.
Right.
Any movie that doesn't have like an edit every 20 seconds, they're like, those movies are boring.
Only if you let them watch the wrong shit.
This is
when
true.
They're young.
This is true.
Yeah, if you bore them to death originally and get them used to being bored, they'll never want interesting stuff. It's all part of the brilliance of parenting. Parenting to boredom. No, and it is a valid criticism, but not during the movie.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Like I said, save it for your blog or your podcast if you like.
Exactly.
Go and complain about it.
But the important thing is our show is way funnier than that Bobcat Goldthwait bit.
Yeah. I like Bobcat Goldthwait, though.
I don't like that bit,
He's a great writer-director, but yeah, that bit was a little
comedy that just shits on other stuff. Like, I think we're a little bit more creative than that.
Yeah.
Anybody listening should buy tickets, not to, like, build it up too much. There's a but there is a musical segment of the show tonight that should not be missed.
So what she's saying is if your parents prepared you for stuff that was moderately funny when you were younger, you'll really enjoy the show.
No. I'm saying if you appreciate... If you appreciate good parody, good song parody, and who doesn't love, like, everybody loves parody songs, right?
Well, not Prince. He would never let Weird Al do a parody song of his stuff. He hated them.
See, that's bullshit, because I don't think legally he'd be required. Whatever. Anyway, there, it's
See,
good.
So not everybody
You should
does.
Come tonight to hear musical numbers. We've got some good singers and amazing musicians performing tonight. And this was sneak previewed at last week's Star Wars event, and it was beloved by all who heard it, and it was amazing.
Yes, and that's the kickoff.
God damn
it. Kickoff
that's
to
my
Mother's
version of history, and it's true.
It's the kickoff to Mother's Day weekend. So
shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mother's.
It's okay. We're recording this when you still have time to put stuff in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Mother's Day weekend coming up on Sunday. So any exciting plans for Mother's Day? We'll start with you have a child, so any surprise plans that you're being held in the dark out on?
My husband forgot to make reservations at the Cliff House in San Francisco, which was where we were supposed to go as consolation for me spending Mother's Day driving them to SFO. But the real prize is I get to spend Mother's Day driving them to SFO, and then it's mommy vacation.
Yay.
So, I love them. I do. I wish I was going, because who doesn't want to go to England, and I'll miss them. But really the bright side is that I get to have some me time.
Nice.
And do stuff like the podcast without feeling kind of bad that I'm... like neglecting my child's bedtime.
Yeah, can hang out and have a good time. So
maybe
so,
there will be brunch. We do the garden. There's a garden tour in East Sac that is lovely and fun. Highly recommend it. Raises money for the elementary school over there. If you like looking at gardens, it's actually really cool. You get to go in fancy people's backyards. I mean, who doesn't like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially you don't get arrested this time, and it's best.
Yeah, I know. It's like legally, unlike the other times I go in people's yards.
I prefer to do it, you know, go to East Sac around Christmas time and root around people's backyards.
Oh yeah,
because everybody's out front looking at the Christmas lights. It's the best time.
Yeah,
really. The holiday home tour. That's how you like steal their fancy soaps.
Yeah, of course. Their decorative soaps. Aha! That's how you know you've made it. You have soaps just for decoration.
I have a Wicked the Ewok decorative soap. True story.
Are you serious?
So cute.
Yep.
What the hell?
Can you take a picture of it?
So
it kind of looks like Wicked and Carbonite, you know, because it's like a square. It's like a Wicked thing.
Oh, there
you
go.
If you like that joke, you should definitely buy tickets for tonight's show.
It's sold out. No, I don't know if it's sold out. I'm sure it will.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Like, secret this shit and just say on our vision board.
Yes.
It is sold out.
So any Mother's Day plans for you guys? And it's
doesn't sound like you remembered, so you better make some.
Yeah, we totally do, but no, they're like so
they're secret.
Great secret and important.
Yeah, there you go.
We're thinking of taking our moms to go get massages at Happy Day Spa.
There you go.
I took Christiana there.
Holy
yesterday.
Shit, Sacramento. Holy crap.
It's
this
the
exists.
Best thing in the world.
Because for Mother's Day, you should always take your mom to Stockton Boulevard.
There's one in Atomas, too. I'm sure it's just as classy. This place was amazing, and it's so cheap, and I think there's probably a lot wrong with it because the lights are really dim, and you can hear the koi actively trying to jump out of the pond, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But for $20, you get like a 45-minute, they call it a foot massage.
Hour.
But
an hour.
Was it an hour?
It's an hour.
But they're rubbing your whole body, and... He touched my butt at one point. That was weird.
Yeah,
they massage your butt. It's my favorite part.
They get in there.
they really work.
But it was, and I actually had heard. I had a coworker who told me about it once, and it was fancier than I thought from the way she described it. But
I'm terrified how she described it. It's not
like
fancy.
Some random place in South Sac where
they put you on a lazy boy
a chair. Yeah. But it was really good, and it was just so quiet. Like, you go in this dark room and no one's talking, and I was like, oh, this isn't, I don't, there's no pedicure option. I don't get to sit and play on my phone. Nope. Okay. I'll put this down. And then like nobody talks, and it's just weird.
The only music usually is like pan flute versions of 80s
classics. I
want
to know what love
best,
is.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes you're there, like, what did you remember from the inside? Did you hear that song? That's my favorite.
That's the song. Yeah, that's the music that you hear.
Oh, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to hear the pan flute version of this.
Is this Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it
one
is.
Of like Rob's favorite songs. Mine too. Do you remember when the Mickey Mouse Club did it?
With Chain?
No.
Oh, was it only the party?
It was older. It wasn't the party. It was pre-party.
Oh, it was just
you
Chase
need
and
to.
Them. I okay.
As someone older.
Okay, when I started watching it, it was already the party by that point.
Can I
helped vote for the party name. I was an original. I was a founding member of the party fan club.
I've met Chase.
I have
Hampton.
The party pack.
Is that exciting for you? He's friends with Tony.
Nate's
Lincoln.
Gonna leave. He's like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm just letting it go for a little bit. Just want to see how long it goes before you talk yourselves out.
I just want to get to the chorus of the song.
We will not tucker ourselves out talking.
It's a fair point.
Teen Angel, the original Monday movie.
So
Jason Priestley! Yeah. Oh. Oh my god, I don't know how to use this microphone. What's happening right now?
Don't get so excited about
I'm
Jason Priestley.
Not to. You gotta... Well, it's like, get closer to them. This didn't happen with
no,
the old mic.
I get closer, you get farther away.
Right. But the point
get
the point
out
is
of my
don't yell into the microphone, I think is the point.
Into
you were overcome with
car.
Jason Priestley excitement.
Well, who isn't? Saving myself for Luke Perry.
You have a baby, so you have failed.
Oh my god, that's two Clueless references that you have blown past. I am disappointed.
I got the other one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, a minute ago I had another one. As someone older, that was from their lunch.
Oh, just raises
that...
now? Also, the word the is also from Clueless. You missed all of the thes I have said.
all right, so, yeah, so that's Mother's Day for you guys.
Jason's gonna be a disappointing day for everybody.
Yeah. Are you doing anything nice for your mom?
I got She doesn't listen to podcasts. It's fine. I'm not sure she knows this happens. I got her a card.
Nice.
And I'm going to take her to Happy Day Spa. She goes to visit.
It's perfect.
So, yeah.
There you go. All right. So we get our Billy Ocean in. That's what we need. So, yeah, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Enjoy it. Do something nice for your mom. Say hi. Give her a hug. She'll love it. Or go to another country on another continent. She'll love that, too, if you go away.
You know what's funny is it was Mother's Day like 2 months ago in England.
Yeah, too. But I
just blow past that one and we observe American one because March I just never get around to sending cards.
Because you're American?
Yeah, but my husband's mother is not. Therefore. Right.
So he's thinking it's in March, so he sort of mentions something in March to you and then moves on with his day?
No, he doesn't even. They didn't like observe that stuff that much in their family.
Like, they observe a lot of stuff like that in Britain. It's very like stoic
they have
upper
the
lip.
Day. Like, they have the day and stuff, but it's not like
they just wink at each
in
other.
In my household it was, you know, you send a card to like mom get something, grandma, both grandmas get something,
right.
Godmother gets something. You tell your sister cuz she's got kids, whatever. And Rob was like, no, you just, like, everyone's just responsible for their own mom, and that's it. And
you
I was like, no, no, no.
Give her a punch on the shoulder.
Happy Mother's Day, Mummy.
Have a cup of tea.
So it's been an ongoing joke that baristas at Starbucks will mess up people's names.
Yeah.
It's Cheryl the soccer mom was constantly posting different versions of her name, Cheryl, for a while. Our friend Kareem Daniels started doing it, too, because they don't know ethnic names there. It's tough being a Starbucks barista. Is it John with an H? Or is it Thanha with three H's? It's all part of being a Starbucks and having the effort to personalize things. But one barista got a little too personal when a customer named Virginia ordered a drink from Starbucks in Hong Kong. According to the woman's sister, the drink came with Virginia's name scrawled as Vagina. This is my sister's cuppa from your HKU branch, the woman Veronica Go posted on the Starbucks Hong Kong Facebook page, because that's where you go to complain now, too. According to various news sites, Go included a photo of the offending coffee drink. Fancy your staff not being able to spell an American name like Virginia. Forgiving she has been with every misspelled cup, Go continued. Her cup was once virgin. Every Starbucks experience for this... damn it, Spotify, stop it. By the way, if you don't pay for Spotify, they put ads in.
Yeah.
Every now and then they sneak through. Her cup was once spelled virgin. Every Starbucks experience for her has been coupled with fear and anticipation. But this is just unacceptable.
Just like a virgin.
Seriously? Do you really sit there with dread and fear and anticipation of how they're going to spell your name on your Starbucks cup?
I guess if my name had the word virgin in it, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. What if your name was Courtney and they just started taking letters out of that?
Okay, my name is Mikaela.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
This is where I'm going with that.
I used to tell people my name was... Or I do. I say my name is Ella because it's easier for people who are taking my order to write Ella. And then the Starbucks over by the train station one day said Hella on my cup. As if that is not only a name, but I look like someone who would be named Hella.
I just imagine them going like Hella, and when you go to pay your drink, when you go to get your drink, them being like, "Yeah, hashtag here we stay."
I was like, "Do you mean Ella?" And they're like, "Yeah."
The H is silent.
The H is totally silent.
An 8 foot and a foot in Hampshire. Anybody? My Fair Lady? No.
No. I never have that problem.
I'm
because
disappointed in you guys.
I've seen it.
Because when I go to Starbucks, I just get coffee.
Yeah.
So they turn around, they fill the cup, and they hand it to me. There's none of this big. But
where's the challenge on that?
I want coffee. I don't want like mocha chica baka 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 baka. With a splash of half calf. I don't want that.
I only get a decaf.
If you get an iced coffee, they have to go through that whole rigmarole.
Sure, sure. Have you ever thought, Nick, maybe you should just tell him your name's Voltron, see what happens?
Yeah, that would be amazing. I would love that.
Voltron, iced coffee for Voltron.
There was a guy who changed his name to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes,
there
was.
That would be awesome.
There was a guy from Vermont, and he was the father of the American cross-country skier, Bill Koch, spelled K-O-C-H.
Oh,
and he got really tired of people pronouncing it Koch or whatever. So he legally changed his name to Coke Is It, C-O-K-E-I-S-I-T. The only problem was that was the slogan for the Coca-Cola company at the time he did it, so they sued him.
Oh.
Awesome. You write, you tell them when they take your order that your name is Katniss Everdeen, and when they call your name, you yell, "I volunteer as tribute," and grab your coffee. And turn out. That's not my joke, but I really like it.
It's a good joke.
We go now across the pond to the northern edges of Europe, to Sweden, where senior citizens are charged over using Iron Maiden to piss off their neighbors. That's right, an elderly couple in Stockholm is facing charges of harassment after they allegedly blasted Iron Maiden tracks at full volume in an effort to exact revenge on a noisy neighbor.
Florgen Jorgen.
After being forced to endure many sleepless nights due to a ceaseless whistling sound emanating from the direction of their neighbor's property, husband and wife, who are 81 and 71 respectively, decided to give the whippersnappers a taste of their own medicine. They reportedly set up two speaker systems, one on the balcony, another one in the basement, and pointed them at the neighbor's house. The couple then proceeded to blare Iron Maiden and tunes at all hours of the night, sometimes as late as 4 a.m.
That's amazing.
So ceaseless whistling, like the guy was whistling all the time?
I don't know.
Because that would drive me nuts.
It would be. Yeah. I don't know if it was a slow leak or a whistle. It went on for like this for months until the neighbor, having become, quote, broken down and on the verge of moving, finally called the cops. Officers arrived to find the song Afraid to Shoot Strangers playing at top volume and charged the couple with harassment. Incidentally, Iron Maiden is scheduled to tour Sweden in July. It's unknown at this time if their oldest fans plan to attend the concerts. Let's take a moment to enjoy some Iron Maiden. Now imagine two old people just blasting this at your house.
The funniest part was when they would hit pause before it was like Afraid to Shoot Your Neighbor, and they go, "Not!"
The weirdest thing about Iron Maiden is they've got the Eddie character and it looks this badass thing, and then you listen to it and it's almost operatic at times.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Iron Maiden.
What?
I don't think I could really pick one of their songs out or hum it or anything.
The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner? Nothing?
That sounds like a true statement, but I'm not really sure.
It sounds more Pink Floyd-y than I was expecting.
Yeah, it's... People completely misjudge Iron Maiden, so we're trying to break those things down.
Although, our neighbor, I hate her.
Oh, God, that bitch.
Oh, God. She's two small, like, fucking chihuahuas that bark all the fucking time. And I call her voice the boner killer because it's just so terrible. I'm like, how does she have a child? The person must be deaf or something because she's this obnoxious voice that'll wake us up at 6 a.m. on a weekend because she sits on her porch and smokes all day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mark, are you there? Oh, my God.
That's exactly what it sounds like. So I can understand.
Wow.
Yes.
Mark's not there. No. Mark's.
We saw a dog, like, loose one night, and we thought it was her dog, and we both looked at each other like, I hope it is her dog, and I hope it never comes back.
Oh,
and then we went into her apartment. Was not her dog, got there.
Wow.
This is less enjoyable.
I don't like it.
Well, you got to play a lot of Iron Maiden if you're going to, you know, run your neighbors out of their house.
Yeah,
you should try that.
Here
Just
you go.
Playing the Maiden.
None of it's, even though this was like prime heavy metal years, none of it, it's not like it's Pantera. It's not really that objectionable. It's,
yeah.
No.
It's melodic as rock goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they are British, so they're slightly, this is probably the, Flight of Icarus is probably the most pulsing thing. If someone were blasting this at you at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty stereotypical.
I gotta say, though, like, there's a part of me that would be like, God, it's so loud, but they're pretty fucking metal. I can't be that mad at them.
Could they have just asked for them to stop whistling, or...
Well, I'm guessing that probably didn't
Yorn,
work.
Yorn, Smorgon, Blorgon, IKEA.
No! Meatballs.
Are you doing Klingon or Swedish?
I'm just imagining what their conversation was like.
Yeah, I don't know. I would.
Karlstad Klippin!
Seriously, though, Nick, if they played this in IKEA Ektorp. All the time, wouldn't you just live there?
Oh my god, I'd be buying so much stuff at IKEA.
Just walk into IKEA and Iron Maiden's playing Flight of Icarus.
I will fucking buy that picture frame.
You know, it would also scare out the people who just went in there to fart in the sofas.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is.
Reba frame. Clipping couch.
Clipping?
Clipping.
Oh.
Jesus.
I heard clipping.
Don't sully IKEA like that.
Yeah, you want to do that.
God, poang, chair.
Yeah.
So, Christiana, you're from Southern California, correct?
I am.
Well, do you know that they're now yelping local jails?
Down
there?
Good.
Why not? But there aren't that many jails. I mean, is it the county? We're talking about Chino Hills, because I'll yelp that shit and say it smells like cows.
Well, this yelper gave...
It does.
Joe P. gave the place 1 star. If you want a place with rats, roaches, and disease, this is the place to go. I had a little too much marijuana on me and got taken here for a short stay. I saw someone get the, you know what, beaten out of them, and the place was on lockdown. Because it was on lockdown, I got my stay extended. This is one place I will never go back to. The smell was revolting. There have never been any other jail, but I'm sure this doesn't get worse.
Oh, it does get worse.
Yeah, except here's another one from Thug J from Whittier, who says... Gives it 1 star as well.
Thug J. Now, if you know Whittier, Thug J from Whittier is like, it's like motherfucker from Orange Grove or whatever it is. What is it?
It's like Nate with his
Citrus Grove. I don't
his
even
bike.
Know. Yeah.
How dare you? Service sucks. Here's why. Food sucks. Shower in the sink. Scabies. Staff infection. Loud ass motherfuckers. Smelly motherfuckers. Cops are all dick faces. Locked in a cell 24 hours a day. Can't shit or piss when you want. Heroin addicts kicking and throwing up. Tweakers coming out of it going berserko. Takes 24 hours to get processed. Racial tension. Too much to list. And this is all in caps. Do not spend a night or a year here unless you have to. It's jail, Thug J.
Shouldn't these be getting them like high stars? Aren't these jails being good at being jails though?
Well, yeah, but you don't
like. I didn't like my experience is one thing, but I mean, you shouldn't take it on the jail, which sounds like it's doing a really good job at what it should be doing.
I don't know. Bobby S. from Sherman Oaks says 1 star as well. Rats, junkies, shemales, snitches, bloods, crips, eases, peckerwoods, drunks, cowards, and the mentally ill.
Can you say it with a Valley girl accent? Because he's from Sherman Oaks. Rats, bitches,
snitches.
Oh my god.
Rats, junkies,
really
shemales,
bad.
Snitches, bloods, crips, eases, peckerwoods, drunks, cowards, and the mentally ill.
So bad.
This description does not doesn't apply to the inmates, but to the guards of the LA County Jail.
This is not the Galleria, okay?
I cannot think of a worse place to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Except my mother-in-law's house.
I dream of a world that is crimeless and copless, borrowing words from the late, great Johnny Cash in his poetic song of San Quentin. May your walls fall, and may I live to tell to the LA County Jail. It's been years since my last visit, and the next time I'll bring a bulldozer the size of Santa Monica Mountains. Oh, and the food sucks.
Wait, hold the phone. Didn't Johnny Cash, did he sing about San Quentin?
He did.
It's Folsom. Oh. It's Folsom Blues.
It's Folsom and
but he also
Quentin.
Did do a song about
did
San
he?
Quentin.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there are multiple reviews of jails. Let me just click through.
There's like three from a lawyer.
Oh, here we go. Robert M. from Corona Del Mar gives this one place a 4 star out of 5. As an attorney that visits often, the experience of getting in and out of jail is always the best. It's getting better and better, even though they have budget cuts that make some rooms not staffed. Parking is iffy, but if you're willing to walk, you can find parking. There's a large paid covered garage parking across the street also. Bring booking numbers, identification, and be prepared to wait if you're there on weekends.
That is a very LA focus that it's so much about parking, though.
Well, yeah, he's from Corona
Everywhere
Del Mar.
Everywhere you go has valet.
Think Clueless. I'm just telling you, I know it's from Clueless, so you're okay.
Okay.
But my favorite review is a 1 star review from Renee A., who is short, succinct, and to the point. The food is fantastic. The ambiance, though, is a bit constrained. So, yeah, Yelp in the jails because, hey, what else are you going to do?
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in cool or tool, baristas. Christiana.
Oh, baristas are cool. That was my first job.
Nick?
It depends on where you go. Starbucks baristas, most of them are tools. Some of them are cool.
Not the ones at Downtown Plaza. Shout out to my homies. They're my friends.
Mrs. Nick?
Tool. Because they never get my drink right or my name.
Yeah, and you know what, baristas? I don't want to see how far you can stretch the skin in your ear apart. Stop it. Just stop. Stop with the holes. Stop with the piercings. Just settle down. I hope you find your inner happiness. It won't come from making that hole in your ear bigger. The gauge getting bigger will not fill the hole in your heart. I'm going to put that on a card.
That's great. That's really nice.
Up next in Cooler Tool. Oh, by the way, a barista's tool. Old people. Old people, Nick.
Yep.
Cooler Tool. Old people.
Those old people? Cool. The Swedish old people? Cool. A lot of other old people tools.
Michaela.
I'm going to go with cool.
Christiana.
Okay, we'll all agree. I'm just going to go with the crowd.
Majority.
Those old people are the shit, is what they are. They're not just cool. They're the shit. Can you imagine?
You know what they are? They're socialists because they're in Sweden.
They're still listening to Iron Maiden at loud volume.
Mm-hmm. And eating Swedish meatballs with lingonberry jam.
And you know what else they said? They said, fuck you, Doug Llewellyn. I am taking the law into my own hands. People's Court reference. What?
Yeah.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, yelping your jail. Michaela.
Cool. I want a million of these. They're my favorite thing to read.
Nick.
I agree. Cool. It's the best.
Christiana.
Yelping your jail is cool.
It's kind of cool.
You're probably a tool if you're in jail, but the act of yelping. Well,
That's my whole thing is how are you where are you yelping jail from? Do you have the app on your phone in jail? Is it the communal? You have like that 10 minutes of computer time a week and you're yelping how shitty it is in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be surfing Google images for nip slips or something. I'm sure the filter would let that through.
Yeah, some things get through the safety filter.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes' Twitter feed. Something.
Yeah.
Something's coming through. You'd think. I don't know.
Actually, yeah. No, it gets through the safety filters.
Yeah, it's the internet.
That's always the worst when you're at work and you're searching for something
totally
safe.
And then accidentally you see one.
You're searching for something totally safe and then you're like a boob. You're like, oh, shit. Oh, okay. Close everything.
What are you searching?
Usually it's like office clip art and then you get like 20 pages in and usually like that 21st page, there's a boob.
And you've misspelled clip.
Yeah, that's probably it. That might have been the problem.
that was last week.
What's
was
going on the, there? So I started my new job, and one of the first things they explained to me was there's no internet filter, because in a world where you have got journalists looking for things.
Hashtag no filter.
Sometimes you're going to be looking for things that aren't necessarily normally safe for work things, but you're doing it for work. So they tell you, okay, here's the situation. There's no filter on it, but we trust people to be responsible about it. And the sexual harassment policy was one page. It said, don't do this. And then you signed it, and that was it. My old job, completely different company sort of philosophy on things. First of all, sexual harassment was an online training thing that you had to do. Mm-hmm. And if you're a regular employee, it took about 30 to 45 minutes. And it was timed out so that you couldn't go faster. You had to sit through and do stuff. If you were in a managerial position, that thing was an hour and a half with a timer on it.
For state managers, it's a mandatory two-hour class every 2 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And what would happen was, at one point, one of my former coworker managers was doing it, and there's a cat in the bag.
Who let him out?
Oh, no.
Ace, come on, buddy. Come on. There you go. Good
cat
boy.
Cat was winking at you the whole time, like, I got this.
Yeah, he's got it. This coworker that I had would somebody's shocked by something. He went to start the thing and he'd be wandering around outside his office and I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm taking the sexual harassment thing. I just need to let time click on the clock. Okay, yeah, I need. Awesome. Okay, now I need to know what's going on here.
I shouldn't have looked.
I shouldn't have looked. Is the thing.
It's lady business.
I shouldn't have looked.
It's lady business for the ladies. But you shouldn't. Some people shouldn't joke about things on Facebook if they're not going to confirm or deny them immediately because it's not fair and it's not April 1st. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
Trust me.
Okay. It's not the it's not the blue waffle, is it? Because do not Google the blue waffle.
Don't do it.
Or lemon party, which Nick was like, "What?" He's referencing. I was like, "What's lemon party?"
Or two girls, one cup. What is that? What are we talking about?
Or bifurcated penises.
Look up lemon party right now, Christiana.
Yeah, please do that.
And go to images.
And then
go to images. It has to be.
I had to see this, and someone else should have to.
And then do blue waffle right after
what
that.
What is blue waffle?
You haven't seen the blue waffle?
No, I'm getting nauseous.
Is this a joke? I mean, is it?
Oh no!
Yeah,
there's
it's super funny.
A game of bingo gone horribly wrong. Know your meme. I have to look at images.
Oh no!
Here we go.
Is your safe search on?
I'm going to turn her microphone down for the possibility of yelling a little bit.
Lemon party. It's a party.
I don't get it. It doesn't.
Okay.
Can you not? I don't think you're at the right lemon party then.
Probably not.
Is it just loveless lemons talking?
No. I don't really see what the. There's some random pictures, but it says. There's like a demotivator thing that says party time with a picture of lemons, and it says just Google it.
No, it's gone. No.
There's some old men.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so what are they doing?
And there's like a...
You're on the right track.
No, nothing. Oh, okay, there you go. Had to scroll down. Yep. What does that have to do with lemons, though?
It's just because it makes you cringe. It makes you pucker looking at it. It's a lemon party.
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, let's...
Why do you hate love?
they don't look very happy.
No. That's the thing about that picture.
That one guy
is
looks
the two
happy
guys that are kissing
it.
Are kissing very passionately. Like, yeah. That is a love kiss.
Yeah.
That one of the guys definitely looks biologically happy.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I remember when we first started doing the show, there's actually an old episode called titled Don't Google the Blue Waffle. And Larry, of course, Googled the Blue Waffle.
I'm Googling it.
Made
now.
All sorts of sounds. And then Mel had to see it. And then he brought the phone over to her so that he could get her reaction. It was a lot of me filling time while they screamed.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. So found out a way to tell if you have a gambling problem. This man found out he had one. He lost his life savings at a carnival game. Let WBZ TV out of Boston explain what happened to this poor bugger from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire man says his trip to the carnival was a horror show that left him out $2,600.
As New Hampshire Bureau Chief Michael Rosenfield shows us, the man says he was conned at a carnival by a carnival game.
Henry Gribbom says he lost his life savings, $2,600.
Okay, that's sad so right
sad.
There.
That broke my heart.
You know what's because if you see the video, it's him. He's pushing us. He's wearing a wife beater. He's got a bunch of tats. He's got a stuffed banana,
Rastafarian banana
with dreadlocks, draped over a stroller. So he's
a carnival game like this one, and all he has to show for it. Is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks?
You're expecting to win a few things and, you know, let the kids have a good time. It just didn't turn out that way.
Gribbom says he attended a Manchester carnival run by Fiesta Shows and wanted to win an Xbox Kinect at a game called Tubs of Fun, where contestants toss balls into a tub. When he practiced,
bought
he
a Kinect
says it was
with
easy.
$2,600.
He could have bought like
five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, blue waffle thing is false according to Snopes. That's not real. It was shot.
Oh.
I just wanted to put that out
what
there.
What is it? I don't want to know.
It's. I think it's genital warts with a blue filter. Photographed.
It's a diseased lady part.
But it's not. It's blue photoshopped. It's like Smurfette.
Let me see. I'll tell you if it's the actual thing.
Yeah.
No, I've seen. Yeah, there's pictures.
No. But I want to see if it's the original picture that I saw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I'm all about let's while we're doing that let's go back to this news story.
Yeah. It wasn't rigged.
Gribbom says he kept trying to win back his money by going double or nothing,
which always works.
$300 in just a few minutes. Then says he went home to get $2,300 more, and soon lost all that as well.
I know it's a difficult game. I mean, I've tried it myself. I've done it once, missed probably 20 times.
Fiesta Show says the game is run by an independent contractor who's worked for Fiesta for years. It's interviewing the contractor to see what happened. Are there any scams at all with any of the games?
Not that I'm aware of. We've had all out of these game
yes.
operators.
They're all scams. It's a carnival.
Response, yeah. Not that I'm aware
New
of.
Hampshire, but you will not see tubs of fun. Fiesta says...
You will not see tubs of fun.
...is not allowed to set up while an investigation is taking place.
Because you get caught up in the whole double or nothing. I've got to win my money back.
Henry says he went back the next day to complain, and the man running the game gave him back $600. Henry split with the banana and the cash and filed a report with Manchester PD.
For once in my life, I happen to become that sucker.
In Derry, New Hampshire, Michael Rosenfield, WBZ News.
And he's doing the walk-by of the camera, and he's just shaking his head like... the dude has at least $3,000 worth of tats on him, too, because he's got them on his upper chest, his arms,
yeah.
Like tribal work.
Yeah.
And it's New Hampshire in March, and he's wearing a wife beater.
Well, how did that game work? Did he have the cash on him, or did he have to like keep going back to an ATM?
He had $300, and then he went home and got $2,300.
Yeah.
So why would you go get more money? Why would you get that much money if that's all you have?
Because like, it was double or nothing.
Then he should have brought $300.
Yeah, well, $300 is plenty to blow at the carnival.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Okay. But to go home and go, I'm going home to get
that's
my
a lot of work.
To go back home and get $2,300 more for an Xbox Kinect, which I believe you can buy for $300.
Yeah,
maybe
that,
four.
Yeah.
So yeah, he could have bought eight of them and had enough money left over for a nice dinner.
Well, that's the thing. When you go and get that other money, he had to have been thinking the whole time, like, maybe this is a bad idea, bro. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
No.
Maybe no.
That's not what he was. He was thinking this. I'm going to get that bastard. I'm going to get him. I'm going to show him. I'm going to get him.
I was so close. I could definitely do it. I got faith in myself. Yeah. My teachers always told me, believe in myself. I believe in myself.
The story in the newspaper, because it's a game where you toss softballs into plastic tubs and they're at an angle. Which it's next to impossible to do the way they set up, like any other carnival game. And he was talking about how, in the newspaper article, how he practiced at home and he could do it every time at home. Yeah, and you were really good at Jeopardy at home, too, but Alex Trebek would tear you a new one, pal. So that's a sign you have a gambling problem when you lose $300 and then you go home to get the rest of your life savings.
Yeah.
$2,300 more. to blow at the carnival. So, anyway, here in Sacramento, this happened. Taco Bell can be bad for you, and they're reportedly working on that. But at a high school here, they went into lockdown after a suspicious object turned out to be a Taco Bell bag. Security was heightened at Del Campo High School for just over an hour, from 10 until 11, after someone reported a suspicious object near the school's baseball field. After officials determined that the object was a bag from Taco Bell and not something more sinister, the lockdown was lifted. A spokesperson for the San Juan Unified School District called the school's response a precautionary measure. And bad news for whatever snack test averse student that probably reported the object, classes continued uninterrupted during the lockdown, according to school officials. So, reporting the Taco Bell bag will not get you out of class, you stoner. That could almost qualify for Florida Corner. It's that good.
Yeah,
although you can't be too careful.
That's the thing, though. Like maybe you can be too careful sometimes.
Maybe. But... yeah, it's not good. Yeah, I love the comments. Why did it take an hour to identify a plastic bag?
Not only that, but the Taco Bell bag has like a big Taco Bell sign on it. Like, everyone can picture that in their mind.
You could put a bomb in a Taco Bell bag.
It's see-through.
Well, yeah, you could put a see-through bomb in a see-through Taco Bell bag.
My question is, are the kids...
you wrap it in a chalupa wrapper.
Are the kids at this high school just exceptionally neat? Like, no one's ever left litter anywhere before?
It's a sparkling, clean campus. No.
And there aren't just, like, random lunch bags.
Look, I work in South Sac, and I know it's something else.
I'm born and raised in South Sac. Do you remember that video where the guy punched that mentally handicapped woman?
Yes.
My family's house is right around the corner. When I was watching the video, I was like, oh, shit. Like,
it's old home week. Yep. So I love the exchange back and forth. Someone Someone goes, why did I take an hour to identify a plastic bag? Someone replied, probably because no one wanted to touch it. The response was, I've been to Sacramento and can confirm they do have sticks there. So apparently this person's solution was to poke it with a stick.
Look, guys, if it's a bomb, don't poke a bomb with a stick.
Look, I think everywhere has sticks. That's not like a special thing you have to tell people you know exist in a city.
I bet the desert doesn't have sticks.
I bet there's desert sticks with like cactus.
Like sand-covered sticks.
Yeah, so...
like churros. Oh, I don't know.
Churro sticks.
Nick's racist somehow. I don't know.
Nick, back me up on this. If you're a young man, the desire to see a naked female in any form is quite high, correct?
It's almost overpowering.
Well, a pair of Georgia men seeking to secretly ogle some undressed women crashed through the ceiling of a movie theater restroom in a peeping Tom operation gone horribly awry. The duo was arrested after they apparently went into the men's bathroom at the Venture Cinema 12 in Duluth and climbed into the ceiling. From there, the men navigated to the area above the nearby women's restroom, where they allegedly spent time invading the privacy of female victims. The suspects' peeping concluded, however, when they tumbled through the bathroom's drop ceiling, which was apparently not designed to hold the weight of two adult men. The pair's plummet ended with what was likely a painful convergence of peeper with porcelain and partition. I love writers who use alliteration. Gwinnett County Police Department officers busted relatives Edward Alexander Kovanyev, who's 27, and Edward Petrovich Kovanyev, who's 26, on peeping Tom, criminal damage to property, and public drunkenness charges. Okay, what is going on with Russia and places attached to Russia and the people there? Now, granted, these guys aren't bombing anybody, but come on. You're 26 and 27. Don't you have the internet?
More importantly, girls do the same thing that boys do in bathrooms. Why would you want to see that?
Well, not only the same thing, but far more secretively too. Because you sit down, you don't really see anything when it's going on.
Well, that's why you got to get the top down view. That's why they had to get up high.
You want to get the down shirt look?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, you have the internet at home.
Do often lean forward and stick our boobs out when we do it.
Oh yeah, you got to get that power posture.
We take off all of our clothes to pee. Put them in a neat pile and then pee.
Well, if you know, in the early 90s, that would have been true because a lot of women were wearing coveralls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the overalls with the one strap. I heard.
Oh,
a lot.
I had them.
Yeah. Did you ever drop a strap into the toilet by accident? Because that was a common complaint amongst
my
friends.
Maybe, and okay. I would tell them that I dropped into the sink and don't be grossed out by it.
So, yeah, these two, as detailed in the war, they caused more than $500 in damages to the lights in the bathroom ceiling by crawling around and falling through it at the movie theater. So
that wasn't the first time they've done that, though, right?
Like, I can't imagine.
That's the first time they got caught.
I don't know.
It has to be very loud.
When do you come up with that plan? Like, when do you hatch that master plan?
I'm guessing after about the eighth drink.
I guess, yeah.
Because it's not something a sober person go, that is a fantastic idea. That's a response that goes, that sounds like a great idea. We can do that. That would totally work. This guy, I want to punch this guy right in the middle of his beady little eyes. A California businessman is suing Virgin American Airlines, claiming that he was improperly detained by police after flight attendants reported that he did not flush an airplane toilet and quarreled with them over the purchase of a soft drink. That's right. Salvatore Bevavino, 52, alleged that he was, quote, taken into custody against his will, because that's kind of how they do it, dude, last April as he sought to disembark from a flight from Philadelphia to San Francisco. Bevavino says he was detained by six uniformed officers and taken to a room where he was questioned. Dude, that's what they do. He was detained after a Virgin America captain told investigators the passenger was using profanities and not listening to instructions from the flight. However, the captain added, at no time did he or his flight crew feel threatened regarding the passenger. The flight attendant told cops that Bevavino argued with her over ordering a soda via computer touchscreen. My time is precious. You are here to serve me, he said. That's according to the flight attendant. Following the soda confrontation, the flight attendant told police that he went to the restroom, came back out with a smile on his face, and began using profanities. Because that's what you do. I mean, come on. When the flight attendant passed the lavatory, she saw that he had left the door open and did not flush the toilet. He is a Genetech executive. He denied.
Genentech.
There you go.
It's local. I mean, that's.
Sure. Well, I don't know what it is. Talking about stuff.
Fairfield.
What do they do? Thing. What do they do?
Biotech.
Gene stuff.
They should know better then. He denied cursing during his brief 2-minute exchange with the crew regarding the soft drink order, adding that he was released from custody after an officer concluded the matter seemed to be a customer service issue. In his lawsuit, he surmises that he was the victim of an in-flight profiling on part of the flight crew members, describing himself as of Italian ancestry. He noted that he is of dark complexion and could be mistaken being from the Middle East because of his appearance. His lawsuit seeks a minimum of $500,000 in damages for causing him, among other things,
makes me mad.
Apprehension, embarrassment, humiliation, mortification, fright, shock, mental anguish, and emotional distress.
Fuck you.
Not only that, he looks like the whitest white man ever.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe he didn't flush all the way and that was an accident and he was publicly embarrassed. Fine. Maybe, I will say, their job is to be in the service industry to him.
Sky waitress, yes.
That's not wrong for, I mean, he's paying $5 for a soda. I can understand if
Virgin,
you're
paying
it.
A lot more than that.
Probably. Yeah. But to $500,000 just seems like he should get his flight comped and maybe one more flight.
You get two flights. That's it.
Your kitty's laying on my foot.
They're very social.
I love it.
They're a very social group. So that's I hate when people get all like, oh, I was mortified. I was mortally wounded. How soft are you, really? If someone pulling you aside and asking you questions for 20 minutes completely crushes your ability to go out into the world and you're an executive in a large company, first of all, if I work with this guy and I see that this guy who is like two levels above me in the company can't handle being questioned for 5 minutes about being a dick on an airplane, I'm not going to want to work for him.
Well, and he's making it a bigger deal, too.
Of course. Yeah.
He should have just been like, I'm never going to see these people again. I'm never going to fly with Virgin again.
Yeah.
You
write an angry letter to Richard Branson and go, listen, is one rich guy to another? I was embarrassed. This is crap. Do something for me, Richard Branson. And Richard Branson would come and give him a hug. And
how about an island?
Yeah. Come on, invite him out to the island, give him a reach around, and call it a day. But no, he's got to be a dick. I don't know if Richard Branson gives reach arounds. He probably has someone for that.
Yeah.
But not always. I mean, he didn't start out as a rich guy, so he had to get
he gave quite a few at the beginning.
Yeah, he had to do it himself, you know, because that's how he's a self-made man. Because you know that's the way he rolls. I roll down to Florida every now and then for a look at Florida Corner, where a Florida woman accidentally swallows $5,000 in diamonds at a charity event. That's right, it was meant to make its way onto a necklace or set in a ring. Not into the stomach of an 80-year-old woman, but that's where it ended up. The Tampa Women's Club held an event over the weekend where they poured 400 flutes of champagne. Inside each flute was a cubic zirconia, and one of the flutes contained a $5,000 diamond.
Stupid idea already. Yeah.
donated by Continental Wholesale Diamond. We were laughing, and I wasn't paying attention and took a swallow, said Miriam, who declined to give her last name. After patrons finished their drinks, the real diamond was nowhere to be found. We were going to the table to table, explained Andrew Meyer, a partner at the Diamond Place. There were 400 flutes, so it was going quickly, table to table. In the end, there was no diamond. Then an elderly woman came forward and said she accidentally swallowed what was in her flute. I thought someone will win this, and I won't have to tell them, Miriam explained. She immediately went into the area hospital for an x-ray, only to find out diamonds don't show up on x-rays.
I thought she had... the version I read was that she had a previously scheduled colonoscopy,
yeah,
so she just waited and they took care of it.
We're getting that.
Oh, sorry.
The very next day, Miriam went in for a routine colonoscopy.
Convenient.
When she arrived at the doctor's office, she gave him some special instructions. Be on the lookout for it in case...
As if their job doesn't suck already.
Her doctor ended up...
Wouldn't that make it more, a better, interesting job? Like, usually you're just looking at someone's colon, but now it's like you're looking for something.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
So...
I found the crossed like, sticks.
Colon
hold on.
Like a treasure map, you know? Like a labyrinth or something.
The doctor's looking at the scope. He's got the scope, and he's got like a jeweler's loop in. I think this is your diamond, ma'am. The doctor found
polyp
it.
Polyp or diamond? Polyp.
Oh, sad game.
We still had to find out if it indeed was the winning diamond, Miriam said. On her way home, she stopped by the jewelry store to have it tested. She came home with it in a biohazard bag, and it wasn't even clean, said Joy Pearson, the
just
store's
rude.
Other part.
Fucking ew.
Once the diamond was washed and then steamed, it was tested. Turned out to be the real McCoy, Miriam said. She's decided to keep the diamond in her family. Not literally, of course, as an heirloom. It comes with a great story. Oh, Miriam.
Could she just from sell it, please, and buy a new diamond?
And that's how Levion makes chocolate diamonds.
Oh. I would never want to look at that diamond.
Can you imagine? I mean, like, okay, the doctor pulls
it. You can wash up and poop off.
You could sell it and buy a new diamond.
So the doctor pulls it out of your stool, literally, and he goes, I'm going to drop it in a biohazard bag for you. And Miriam can't, like, go home and wash it off herself. It's like, I'm going to swing right. Let's swing right by the jewelry store on
it
the way home so
I
don't have
the
to
way.
Wait.
So.
Sure, it's okay when it's covered with the blood of slave labor in African countries. But
does it still sparkle?
Grandma, I don't want to go to the jewelry store with your poop diamond. Stop anyway.
You know what I want to know?
It's the Pulp Fiction story. That's what that is.
Yeah. I carry this uncomfortable hunk of carbon. How did they get somebody to donate a $5,000 diamond for their fundraiser? I want that for my fundraiser.
They're rich.
Yeah, and it's a $5,000. Yes. It's $5,000 retail. That's not what the diamond costs the wholesaler.
Okay, but it costs more than like $50, right?
I mean, sure, but it's a write-off. If it's a charitable thing, they can write that off at full retail, even though that's not what it costs them.
Shit, I my project
want,
this week.
I wouldn't want anything in my drink, even a cubic corner. Like, why would you put anything in drinks? That just seems dangerous.
Because it's Florida.
And that's the obvious like plot point anytime somebody's getting engaged on TV and they stick the thing in a, you know, dessert or in the wine or whatever. Somebody's going to swallow it.
I thought about that.
I told him, don't do it. I get very excited. Very excited around chocolate. I will not notice. And you will be very upset.
Or you'll bite down on it and break a tooth, ugh, which is not better. Now, on the other side of the coin, it's a Florida man where the former president of FAU's Delta Tau Delta fraternity was found naked in front of his home on 8th Street early Sunday morning, shooting a fire extinguisher at a neighbor's window and speaking gibberish. This according to an affidavit of probable cause obtained by BocaNewsNow.com. Alex Fannian, 23, was taken into custody and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and burglary. According to the affidavit written by the police officer on the scene, I made contact with a naked Alex Farian on the ground in front of the front door. He was subdued by the resident using a wire hanger that was wrapped around his wrists and upper arms.
Why?
Wait, who's the badass guy that subdued him?
Someone, no, oh, no.
I met with the neighbor who was also standing outside the front door. The neighbor advised that he was awakened by banging on his front door that sounded like gunshots. When the neighbor approached the door, he could see the man outside using a fire extinguisher to break the window next to the door. The neighbor opened the front door, advised him to stop. He then sprayed the neighbor with a fire extinguisher and struck the neighbor in the torso with it. The neighbor then wrestled him to the ground and used wire hangers to restrain his arms behind his back. The neighbor advised that he did not know who the man was or why he was attempting to enter the residence.
Shit.
Who has wire hangers anymore?
No more wire hangers.
What kind of weird S&M shit was this dude into that he knew, like, in a pinch, wire hangers use a great restrictive device?
Well, here's my guess is he probably gets dry cleaning back on wire hangers, mm-hmm. and they probably just leave them at the front door so that someone will take him out to bring him
or
back to the dry cleaner.
Girlfriend had a little situation, and they didn't.
Oh,
no. Sorry. I was talking about my S&M, not...
Nope.
Is there a cat playing?
There's a cat.
Okay.
Cat. Yeah, that's going to happen every now and then.
Sure.
All right. This was something that someone posted on Facebook earlier today that I thought was interesting. This is 12 things that men like in women more than good looks. More than good looks. Number one, a good listener. Nick, a good listener? Does that make sense to you? More than good looks? Good listener?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Exactly. It said most men appreciate women who are able to listen. So, yeah.
Because bitches always be talking to them.
Yeah. Listen.
Nick is not the greatest listener. That was not one of his.
No. But that's what we want in women. We also want you to be spontaneous because we like women who can just.
Like a fortune cookie just add in bed after all these.
Sure. We'd like a lady who's also a good driver. That would be good.
In bed.
Yeah.
We'll just lay here. You do work. It's cool.
We'd like a lady who's accomplished and fulfilled with herself, who actually enjoy the things they do.
In bed.
National masturbation movie.
A lady who's able to enjoy her food.
We all know what that means.
I don't think I do.
A woman who's a good cook. That was number six. Number seven, we all want, all men want a woman who's real.
Yeah, because the real doll thing is gross.
Hey. Some men just need like an in-between step, and then they never get over that in-between.
Yeah, talking to women is hard.
It's all large.
Always saying
girl.
No and stuff.
So yeah, and with technological advances in plastics, I mean, they get so soft nowadays. It's so lifelike.
Number eight, ready to compromise.
So, yeah, that's how we end up with men, so it's...
also looking for women who are caring, funny.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's right. Taking care of herself. And by that, the statement is,
Bitches, let yourself go.
Like it when women spend money on creams and beauty products.
Expert, I do that.
No.
Yeah, taking care of yourself shows him that you'll take good care of him as well. And since they are the ones who enjoy all the benefits of our waxing beauty treatments and shopping...
Oh, whatever.
They might as well admit that they like it.
No, I don't get the benefit of it. I mean... You enjoy it. It's your thing. I
feel like I should be offended somehow.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't care about that stuff. It's fine.
Like, I don't notice a difference, is what you're saying to me.
No, I just feel like it doesn't matter to me.
Stop talking now. Just stop talking now.
If it makes
stop.
You happy, it can't be that bad.
I think what Nick is trying to say...
Every day's a winding road.
I think what Nick is trying to say is if it makes you feel pretty, it makes him feel good.
Makes him feel pretty, too.
Yep, makes me feel pretty.
Pretty. Yeah. And finally, we want a strong woman. So those are the 12 things, ladies. So get all those things in order, and then you'll find yourself a man.
Stronger than yesterday.
I think that stuff applies just for anybody that's looking for a mate, though, right?
Lonely like, days for the most part, are killing
it, a lot of it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be needy. Have your shit together. That sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's all pretty basic stuff that makes sense.
Bitches, don't be crazy. That's all we are asking. Don't be crazy.
Asking a lot.
Yeah. Girls don't want a crazy guy either, though. Like,
some do.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
They like the
do
energy.
Do you see
of
the
it.
Crazies that are like attracted to each other?
Like us?
Yeah.
No, <I'm
kidding>. All right. Just want to remind everybody, the best way to support the show, tell a friend. That's easy. It's free. You don't have to buy anything or support anything. Just if you like the show, tell one of your friends who might like the show about the show. It's really easy.
They tell a friend and they tell a friend. Mm-hmm. And they Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm. Anybody? Actually, that goes back to a shampoo commercial from the 70s. And they tell two friends and they tell two friends and so on and so on.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. It's about advertising to women in the 70s. So
podcast a Ponzi.
Yeah, it is. Because we do two shows a week for you guys. Completely free.
So should they tell one friend per show?
Yeah, one friend per show. Just go, hey, this is a really funny show.
Maybe a good way to get a friend to listen would be to buy them a present.
Yeah, if you're going to buy something on Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon tab, and go to town, because it doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. So it takes a little bit out of the coffers over at Amazon, and it slips it into our pocket. It's a great way for that to get that last-minute Mother's Day gift that you might have forgotten to buy that you're thinking about. Go ahead and do that. Father's Day is coming up next month, of course. It's graduation season and then wedding season. You know, all your annoying friends who are happy and getting married, they're going to want stuff. Amazon's awesome because you can go there, you can figure out what they want, and you can send it to them wrapped. You never have to put your hands on this thing. They won't even know
it's
from you.
Nah.
You can go, all right, you know what? I'm getting Steve and Linda a blender, this blender. Send it to them, wrap it with a note. Dear Stephen Linda, may this blender last longer than your marriage. Wait, no, I had that backwards. What? I've been married twice. I can make jokes like that. Shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com to help support the show. All right, then. It's time to wrap this puppy up.
Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small Town News.
And small town news, jumping across the pond from Vermont to New York, You guys are going to love this. This is a columnist at the Press Republican called Susan Tobias. The headline, Some Famous People Born in the North Country. It's no secret that I'm from Franklin County and I love my hometown of Westville. Malone is high on my list of favorite places, too. Secretly, I've always been a little jealous of how wonderfully Clinton County and Plattsburgh in particular have promoted their history. The Battle of Plattsburgh museums and reenactments are wonderful living historical textbooks, and we need them. As a president of the Westville Historical Society, yes, that's the WHO, I have uncovered some very some very surprising history about the people who lived in my hometown, in Malone and in Franklin County, and now I'm here to brag.
Approximately 75% of them were named William.
In recent years, much celebration has been given to the fact that William Allman Wheeler was born in Malone.
I had not read it at all.
And served as vice president to Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rutherford? No way!
Not the Rutherford B. Hayes.
He's number one in my fantasy presidential lineup.
This quiet, generous, and noble man is buried at Morningside Cemetery in Malone along with his wife and family. Many other men from Franklin County made their mark on the political world. Serving in Congress was William Hogan, the 22nd Congress...
Another William.
Mm-hmm.
I did not read it.
James B. Spencer from the 25th Congress. Sidney Lawrence from the 30th. Actually, William A. Wheeler got his start...
It's going to hit 75%. We're really close.
In Washington, D.C. at the 37th Congress from 1869 to 1877. Quite impressive, wouldn't you say? I've been on the trail of lesser-known men, though, and this list is just as impressive.
I've always wanted a lesser-known man.
A famous lesser-known man. It's a list of famous lesser-known men. Like Maurice D. O'Connell, who was born in Constable in 1839, attended Franklin Academy and taught school. During the Civil War, O'Connell worked in the Washington, D.C. office of the Comptroller of the Currency and studied law at Columbia University. But wait, there's more. In 1869, he moved from Fort Dodge, Iowa, was district attorney for the 11th Judicial District, and was appointed Solicitor of the Treasury in 1897. He died in 1922 in Washington, D.C. from his injuries sustained in a streetcar accident.
Oh, my God!
He's buried in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Wow.
Alexander Duane was born in Malone in 1858 and died in 1926. He served with the U.S. Navy during the Spanish-American War and World War II. He was an ophthalmologist who was remembered for advancing studies of eye and vision, including refraction, accommodation, and squint. He invented squinting, apparently. He translated Austrian ophthalmologist.
Didn't have a word for it before him. We just thought it was either open or closed. There was nothing in between.
He translated Austrian ophthalmologist Ernst Fuchs' textbook into English in 1903.
I read that. It was really good. I got it on Amazon.
Yeah. Read it on your Kindle.
My nook, goddammit.
His name is attached to medical diagnosis such as Duane's parallax test, Duane's retraction syndrome, and Duane's prism test for latent squint. He is included in the Ophthalmology Hall of Fame, I'll have you know.
There's an Ophthalmology Hall of Fame.
Field trip.
I'll skip ahead to the end. I'm convinced of the old...
Are there any Williams?
There's more. I'm convinced the old saying, great oaks from little acorns grow, meaning you might be born in a small North Country town, but hard work and persistence can take you anywhere you dream.
Only before the 1830s.
You can go.
You can be one of the lesser known men of history.
But stay away from streetcars.
And all only men.
Space limits more revelations of small town boys and girls who made it good in the world. So I will save some for another column. One last thought. As always, be kind to each other. Because the world needs more kindness. That's right. Susan Tobias from the Press Republican. This week's Small Town News.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I was thinking that the whole time.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that is the whole point of the bit.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Imagine what it's like to live there and have that pass for news in your newspaper.
Oh, my God. It's that Patton Oswalt joke of, like, you either just learn to get the hell out or you, like, work at the gas station.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's self-serve now, so all you can do is ring people up at the mini-mart.
Yeah.
Tell them the restroom's for customers only.
I work at the gas station. I can fill my check up for cheap.
But, oh, yeah, we're out of French roast. Sorry. Can't make any more.
You may use American roast now.
Yeah, it's going to be it. One person she completely left out is, like, the guy who married Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. He was actually born near Malone, New York.
Almanzo
Wilder's homestead. I've driven by the sign. I did
That's
not
awesome.
Go.
That's awesome. I would go to there.
There's like 40 men she mentioned and no women. At the end, they're like, boys and girls.
And girls.
But I won't talk about them ladies in the press.
Because there aren't any guys.
Why, there was Jean. She was... She died giving birth. She was hit by a streetcar giving birth.
And Wilhelmina died in childbirth. Jane died in childbirth. Penny Ann died in childbirth. Carol Lee, tuberculosis.
Carol Lee, midwife, worked to prevent people from dying in childbirth. She was burned as a witch.
I think what we're saying is dare to dream, kids, because... You two can go on to be featured as one of the lesser-known people of history in a small-town news column someday. Anyway, that'll do it for this week of shows. Ted and Becker are back from the Caribbean. We'll see how burnt they are. Listen to their tales of cruising and doing it on the beach.
And pirates.
Ooh. That'll be fun.
We'll see y'all at Critical Hit tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Michaela.
Thank you.
Fun.
And if you miss Critical Hit this time around, if you're listening to the show after it's been on,
you're dead to me.
Or they can
check us out online on Facebook or on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, there's that. Or the next show, which will be coming up
July 12th.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a Comic-Con show.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a good Mother's Day. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.